listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And we welcome back in our listeners who were listening in just a few moments ago on our Lady Indians broadcast. It's once again, it's rivalry night here on the campus of Montgomery County High School here at the MCHS Arena. It's the Indians of Montgomery County playing host to their most vicious of rivals in George Rogers Clark, a program just in school, just 17 miles down the road here on I-64. They've brought their flock of birds in here tonight to invade the MCHS Arena as it's the Cardinals and the Indians tonight. Hello, everybody. Ivan Rawls along with Herb Triplett here beside me as we get ready for high school basketball at its finest here in the 40th district in the 10th region as it's the border war here on 64. And as you said in the girls broadcast, Herb, plain and simple,
we don't like each other.
There you go. And so that's the way it is. And of course, the Lady Indians going down in defeat earlier game to the number two girls team in the state, a team that was without their star player in CC Byers, who's been lost for the season, succumbed 76-39. The Montgomery County boys team comes into tonight's contest 7-10, go against, again, one of the favorites in the 10th region and two-time defending region champs, a year removed from a state title, GRC Cardinals, who come in with identical records as the girls did tonight from GRC at 15-1. So a really tough task here for the Montgomery County boys tonight, just much like it was for the girls. Kind of interested, Herb, in to see how things may materialize in this contest. As we've seen moments of maturity out of this Montgomery County team, and then moments of, hey, they're still a work in progress. And after losing their contest on Tuesday night against Pendleton County, here right here on the MCHS Arena, in a very tough, hard-fought situation, Montgomery County now has a tall task ahead of
them. That could have been a big win for us against Pendleton County on Tuesday night. We lost by a point. That would have helped a lot going into this, just to give us some confidence. But, you know, when you're going up against a team like GRC, and we have over the past few years, we know what they're all about. They're deep.
They're deep.
They're talented.
They're led this year by Rayshon Hampton, who is their leading scorer at 19 points per contest. He's a young man that's been a part of the recent success this program has had. He's kind of like that tie that binds this program to the next wave of talented players. A move that happened in the offseason with this GRC program. Malachi Ashford, one of the outstanding players in the 10th region, left and transferred from Paris High School over to GRC. And this young man is one of the talented just players in the region, but just a sensational point guard that can make things happen. And we talk about it this high school level especially. You got a good point guard. You got a good starting point.
You got a chance.
And this Montgomery County team is still trying to find that point guard. They're doing it a little bit by committee and I think it kind of hurt them in the game against Pendleton County down the stretch the other night. Be interesting to see what Coach Jason Mays, who has made his way back to the bench here tonight, obviously due to a death in his family, was not here the other night to coach this young Indians team. But they are going to have to figure it out tonight if this game becomes a possession ball game.
Well, you'd mentioned the point guard and how good GRC's point guard is. We saw that in the first game. GRC women have a point guard, and she is fantastic. Now, when you got a point guard, you can make things go. You can run that offense. You can play some defense. You can steady the team. And so this point guard that GRC is going to bring in tonight, and you had said he played for Paris, and he's one of the top players in the region. So I want to see what GRC does. This is my first opportunity this year to see him. Are they going to press? Are they a pressing team? Or do they go back and play just solid man-to-man defense?
You're going to see, I think, if both of these teams are able to play the way they want, we're going to see pace in this ball game.
Yeah.
And both of these teams have played a schedule that's conducive to that. That's kind of a little bit of how they want to operate, is to get into transition and make things happen from that regard. Hey, we got a nice crowd filling in here. It's doesn't remind you of the old barn, you know, the old
yeah,
gym of
a
gym that we have
yeah.
down the hallway. But getting a nice crowd in here as we're yeah. coming up on 9.5 minutes before this start of this game.
We've got a lot of cowboys walking in with the blue crew.
I'll tell you about my professional bull riding experience last week. But right now we're going to take a 90-second timeout. When we return, we'll continue to set the table for this 40th district matchup. It's the first time this year these two teams on the boys' side of the ledger will meet up. We'll see how that'll play out. But for now, let's take a 90-second timeout. We return more Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Seven and a half minutes to tip off. Both teams have migrated back to their locker rooms for right now as we continue to have the pregame festivities go on here tonight. Of course, the Indians, as we spoke about earlier, coming off of a loss a couple of nights ago to Pendleton County here at MCHS Arena. You wonder how fragile their mindset may be after really coming off of a really solid holiday break, going over and winning the Railroad Classic over at Estill County a couple of weeks ago. You really thought they were getting some really good solid momentum coming into the new year, to only have the game go the way that it did the other night for the Indians, Herb. And this athletics sports can be so psychological sometimes, isn't it? You know, We talk about in baseball when a hitter gets in a slump, or basketball, a shooter gets in a slump, the psychology sometimes of it. And I'm going to be interested to see these first 2 to 3 minutes of this contest, how the Indians come out after having what was a devastating loss here on their home floor a couple of nights ago.
Yeah. Well, we've got an opportunity here. Like you said, we've got a really good crowd coming in here tonight. I mean, it's an exciting feeling. 17 miles away, each other. You know, we've always had great rivalries, in whatever sport with Clark County. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, Ivan, but what is GRC ranked right now in the state?
Depends on what poll you're looking at. You're looking at a team that's probably anywhere from 12 to 17.
12 to 17.
In the polls where you're looking at the RPI or the Cantrell or the Lincoln House. You're looking at a team right now in that 12 to 17 range, depending on how you want to evaluate that and look at who they played and strength of the schedules of the teams they play. All that stuff figures in, but no doubt right now they probably are the top team, a lot of people think, in the region. You've got them. You've got Campbell County playing really well. Mason County figures into that. This Montgomery County team, on paper, you feel like is somewhere in that discussion.
Could be right in the mix.
They just haven't been able to get there yet. And a lot of that is the schedule that they've played. And Coach Mays makes no bones about it. You know what? Hey. Why they're playing the schedule that they're playing.
Right. It's on purpose.
You're trying to get
out there and play the best.
You're trying to figure out where you need to be at come February.
Yeah.
And not where you're at right now. But you do. Winning becomes contagious just as much as losing.
Absolutely.
Can be something that can infect you and break you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to see how they come out here tonight and how they're able to compose themselves early.
Right.
You do not want this GRC team to get out on you early and then have an avalanche like we saw in the girls' game.
Yeah, exactly. There are such, I hate the term moral victory, but there are, in some instances, moral victories. All right, so we come into this game. Let's be honest. I mean, everybody's expecting GRC to win this game, but let's see what we can do from our standpoint. Can we put pressure on these guys? Can we make them work? Can we rebound? Can we hustle? Can we put pressure on them in ways that they're not accustomed to being have pressure put on? I'm curious to see what we can do against GRC tonight.
GRC comes in tonight's game on a five-game winning streak. Most recently, they won a couple of nights ago against Bourbon County, another 40-district opponent. Was able to beat Bourbon County 68-46, the same Bourbon County team that came in here to the arena and beat Montgomery County a few weeks ago. And the last loss by this GRC, or the only loss by this GRC team, was to a South Laurel team over at Madison Central, part of the Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic. So
South Laurel's got a program.
South Laurel was able to beat them in that event, and then they turn right back around the next night and beat Madison Central. So you know you've got a nice squad.
Wow.
This Coach Josh Cook with this GRC program.
Yeah, he's got it rolling. I know last year they had a wonderful player that ended up signing with Morehead State.
Jerome Morton.
That's him.
Yeah.
And two of my friends and I have gone over to Morehead a couple of times and watched Morehead play, and Morton is getting some playing time as a freshman.
Yeah.
And you can tell he comes from a good program, man. He plays defense like nobody's business. This is a good, solid program. Do they go as deep as the girls' team, you think?
No, they're not quite as deep on this boys' side. Now, if they need to early, you may see him put a couple extra guys in just to, be able to create a situation to where this Montgomery County team is not deep. And I think that's going to be a part of this game, is that Coach Cook maybe try to get into that bench early of Montgomery County. But we're going to take one last break, and then we return. We'll get you set here. We're going to take a one-minute timeout, and when we return, we'll get you set for this boys' matchup here at the MCHS Arena. It's rivalry night right here at MCHS Arena. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Well, as we get set here, both teams have made it back to their bench as we get ready to bring the starting lineups here. Again, it's a nice, nice crowd here. Both student body sections, were pretty much full. The MoCo Blue crew behind the basket there in the end zone. And then off to our right is the Get Rowdy crew for GRC. And we'll go to the PA address now, Sir Brandon Elliott.
On the campus of Montgomery County High School for the second game of tonight's doubleheader between George Rogers Clark and your Montgomery County Indians. The second matchup will feature the men. Let's meet the starting lineups first for the visiting Cardinals. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rishon Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'4 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Braylon Morrison. The Cardinals are coached by head coach Josh Cook. And now the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Indians. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, number 1, Tyce Jarvis. At forward, a 6'6 sophomore, number 3, Lou Moss. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 4, Ethan Todd. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 11, Brecken Decker. And at guard, a 6'6 sophomore, number 14, Dawson Gentry. Your Indians are coached by head coach Jason Bates.
And our thanks to Brandon Elliott, always doing a fine job on the PA here at MCHS Arena and at Cunningham Field on most nights. So, I guess they gave me the ball here, Herb, to kind of test
it out.
They want
you to autograph.
There we go.
What they want.
I didn't bring my Sharpie.
Get your name on there?
I didn't bring my Sharpie tonight. And we're getting ready to get this one set as it's GRC in their traveling black uniforms with the checkers down the sides with red numerals and white piping. The Indians in their home jerseys in their all whites with red numerals and blue and red piping with Mount Sterling across their chest. It's GRC. Went in the opening tip. It's Gay from the left side. Misses a three-pointer. Rebound off to Jarvis from Montgomery County.
GRC had an open look right there.
Indians going left to right, and now we have a turnover on the first possession as Tyce Jarvis was trying to throw the ball to Decker, and Decker thought it was for someone else, and the connection is not made. Mr. Alexander Graham Bell. 7:40 left in this opening quarter here. Malachi Ashford, a nice backdoor pass to Hampton for an easy two. And it's the Cardinals off the bus and on the board here to start this one, 2-0. Jarvis for Montgomery County, being guarded by Gaines, hands it off to Fonz. Fonz, being guarded by Gay, goes up on the right side. He misses it. Rebound comes off to Ashford for GRC. And the Cardinals are on the run, and now Ashford backs it back out. Ashford calls the play, being guarded by Dunn. Tries to hand it off, but it's broken up, and now Dawson Gentry with the steal down the other way, and the ball is blocked by Gaines for GRC, and they have the ball. So a lot of action here early going both ways, but it's only 2-0 in favor of GRC. Ashford over to Gaines, being guarded by Fonz. Gaines gives it over to Breland Morrison. Morrison gets it back out to Ashford. Ashford on the drive against Dunn. He flips it up, and boy, it finds its way to the center of the rim.
Soft touch.
4-0 in favor of the Cards.
All right, here comes GRC, full court press. Little man-to-man. Nothing too intense, just enough to put pressure on the ball.
It's Jarvis with the ball, gets it across the mid-stripe, being guarded by Gaines. Gets it to Gentry. Gentry dribbles out front, over to Dunn on the right wing. Dunn tries to take.
Oh, we got tripped.
Ashford on the dribble. We got a foul. Are they going to call this one on Ashford, I believe? I think so.
He made a good move with his left hand going down the middle of the lane. Just happened to get tripped. We'll take the ball out of bounds underneath.
Good matchup there. Dunn probably a little bit stronger build than Ashford there. Dunn inbounds underneath his own basket. The ball is deflected out of bounds by Hampton as Dunn tried to make the connection with Jarvis. It'll be side out for Montgomery County. Ethan Dunn, the senior, inbounds the ball from Montgomery County. He gets it over to Jarvis. Jarvis
nice
drives
move.
On Gaines.
Nice move.
Gets into the paint. It comes off. Contested rebound opportunity here, and they say it last went off the hands of Rayshawn Hampton for GRC. Montgomery County will inbound underneath their own basket. It'll be Dunn to inbound the ball. Dunn looking,
you know,
looking.
When you're getting the ball in, trying to throw the ball in from out of bounds like that, the first guy you see open, you better get it to him.
Fonz on the baseline. They're going to call him for traveling. And so it'll be a turnover on Montgomery County. Their second here early. GRC will have the ball and will need to come the length of the floor. GRC going right to left on your dial. 5:44 in the left in his first stanza of four. Ashford with the ball. Gets it over to Gay. Gay looks down inside to Morrison.
Man,
no good.
Wonderful defense.
Rebound comes off to Dawson Gentry. Gentry with the ball over to Decker. Decker on the drive. He spins out.
Oh.
Shoots a nice little eight-footer over top of Hampton.
Boy.
Get Montgomery County on the board for the first time.
What a beautiful move that was. He took it down the middle of the lane, stopped, spun, hit a jumper.
4-2 GRC. Montgomery County coming with the trap. Ashford escapes, gets it to Hampton, over to Morrison for a three, left corner. It's good. 7-2 in favor of the Cardinals.
Well, that knuckleball went in.
Breland Morrison.
That was a knuckleball.
Able to put it down. Montgomery County with the ball. It's done. Driving against Ashford. He pulls up
beautiful.
From about 10.
Wow.
And makes it count.
He drove the right side. Went down the right part of the lane. Stopped. Hit about an eight-footer. Beautiful.
Lead is GRC 7-4.
Beautiful
Decker with
again.
The steal on Ashford.
Goodness.
But then he loses it. And now it's Breland Morrison with the ball. Gets it over to Gay. Montez Gay here to travel. No call. And it's Gaines driving on Fonz. He shoots.
Fonz blocked the shot.
And then it's Gentry with the basketball.
There you go.
A lot of action.
Running with him.
A lot of action going on here. And they're going to call that foul on Hampton. That's his first, and that's the team's second here in this first period.
We're working on our defensive end down there. We've blocked a couple of shots. Right around the basket. We look good. We look good. We've hit a couple of jumpers.
Both of these teams being contested at the basket as Montgomery County inbounds underneath their own basket. Dunn to Fonz. Fonz trying to go in on Hampton. And we're going to get another foul call. Will this be on Hampton? If so, it'll be his second. And it is on Hampton. That'll be his second. And it'll be GRC's third foul.
Yeah, that was a mismatch. He was on Fonz. He did the best he could to body him up.
And that's what you want to see out of Luke Fonz night in and night out. He is typically going to have a matchup advantage as he hits the first of two free throws here. Checking in for GRC is number 24, and that is Hampton Taylor. Bonds hits both free throws. It is now 7-6.
We've got a little press of our own coming up here. We've got a 1-2-2.
3:55 left in this opening period.
Make it Clark County work the ball just over the timeline.
Ashford down has the ball, being guarded by Tyson Jarvis. Ashford tries to get in lane. Makes
beautiful.
A nice pass.
Man.
Diagonal pass to a waiting Montez Gay right at the basket.
Man, he got his defender on his hip and just played
six.
A beautiful pass.
Is Ethan Dunn quickly down the other side, and he shoots over Ashford. And so Dunn with his second basket on the night. It's a one-point lead for GRC at 9-8. Ashford with the ball crosses the midcourt stripe. Guarded by Dunn. Heavily guarded by Dunn. Now he backs off under a five-second count. Don't know if he's aware of that. Now he's on his move against Dunn. Dunn stops him. And now Gay on the drive.
Yeah.
Down the middle of the lane, and Gay rushes it home.
You can see that coming at the foul line.
11-8. 2:57 left here in this first period of play. Tyce Jarvis, the freshman from Montgomery County, going left to right as he crosses the midcourt stripe. Being guarded by J.P. Gaines.
We're getting some good shots right around the 8, 10-foot mark in the foul lane.
Fonz out top, being guarded by Gaines. He hands it off to Decker on the drive. Gaines switches off on Decker. Decker loses the ball, but then he gets it, goes right back up.
There you go.
And lays it in with the left hand.
Boy, nice second chance points by Decker. He stuck with it.
Great stick-to-itiveness, as I've always heard him say, and that's what Brick and Dicker had.
Yeah, that's what that was.
It's 11-10 in favor of GRC. Malachi Ashford with the basketball. Gets it over to Gay. Gay drives the baseline. No place to go. He turns the ball over, and now it's the Indians with Dicker to left corner. Overshoots the rim.
Oh, that was for the lead, too. He had a wide-open three-pointer from the wing. And just air melted, to be honest with you. Man, we're playing good defense.
Big missed opportunity
Indians. That was a shot.
Montgomery County, 1-2.
1-2-2, right, Evan?
Yep. They're in a 1-2-2 zone press here, slowing up this Clark County offense. Ashford almost throws it away, and now you're going to get a foul on Dunn here.
Yeah. He rode him out of bounds.
It's going to be the first team foul for Dunn and the first team foul for Montgomery County here in this opening period. It'll be GRC inbound on the ball, side in. They throw it into the backcourt to Ashford. Ashford now comes back across the midcourt stripe to set the offense. Hands it off to Gaines, being guarded by Gentry. Gaines tries to drive on Gentry.
My goodness. Man, are they bodying up. I mean, it is chest to chest.
Wow. That was close.
Going around from the top of the key down to the box with a spin move down there. Man.
It was old school NBA right
Let
there.
Let me tell you.
Just going to back you down. Mark Jackson style. Gaines will go to the line to shoot two here. Misses the first off to the right. He'll set up for another opportunity trying to extend the lead to two as it's 11-10 with 90 seconds left in the first period. Gaines hits the second one. 12-10 is the lead for GRC. Gentry with the ball, being guarded by Breland Morrison. Now here comes the trap. Gentry gets rid of the ball to Dunn. Dunn left side. He drives the middle of the lane, gets down in there, leaves it short. Rebound comes off to Gaines for GRC. Ashford going the other way. He backs up, being guarded by Decker. He calls out the play.
I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with Montgomery County's defense right now. They are sticking with them.
Here's Breland Morrison trying to drive on Bonds. He backs off, shoots a three. It comes up short into the hands of Brecken Decker. Now Montgomery County on the move. It's Dunn pulls up in the front of Ashford.
Wow.
Hits a three.
I mean, right.
Montgomery County, its first lead with 40 seconds left in the period. Montgomery County takes its opening lead and done with the seventh point here in the opening quarter.
Hechab left and brought it back and hit a three-pointer right there.
Montez Gay kicks it over to Morrison. Morrison shoots a three, and he answers.
How'd that go in, Ivan? Knuckleball.
Just off of his hands.
It's a knuckleball.
Not on his hands very long. 15 to 13, 14 seconds.
Oh, nice move.
Blows by Gaines. Gaines is able to recover and knocks the ball out of bounds. But
wow. He brought the ball down the floor, gave a little shake, and drove it right. And took it to the basket and got fouled.
Got a timeout by Montgomery County. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. It's 15 to 13 in favor of GRC over Montgomery County. We'll return for more Indians basketball after this 30-second timeout.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
10.6 seconds left. It's Montgomery County's ball underneath their own goal. They trail by two here in this opening period. It'll be Tyce Jarvis, the freshman, to inbound the ball for Montgomery County. Jarvis gets it in to Decker, hands it off to Jarvis. Jarvis is looking to drive, does a spin move inside. Looks like the ball may have gotten blocked. And then ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Montgomery County's ball still with 3.3 seconds left. So Montgomery County, an opportunity underneath their own basket is done. Will inbound the ball. Done. Looking, gets it in to Fons. Fons got to go quick. He loses the handle on the ball, and they run out of time, and that's how we'll end the first period. It'll be George Rogers Clark 15, Montgomery County 13. We'll return after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Of course, we come back here to start the second period. It'll be Montgomery County's ball to start the second period. And Montgomery County, I've been so super critical of them in their shot selections at times this season, especially shooting the three-point shot. The Indians only shot two in that first period. They were one of two in that first period. They were 5 of 12 from the floor and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. GRC, 6 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 4 from the 3, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. As we get started here in the second period, Tyce Jarvis with the ball, gives it over to Gentry. He backs up for a 3. It comes off hard to the right of the rim, and it'll be rebounded by Montez Gay.
We're making a concerted effort to get the ball to the rim, but just right there, we settled for a jump shot at the top of the key. Oh, nice move.
And a nice move by Morris, Breland Morrison there. And he'll get a chance to go to the line as it's a foul called on Brecken Decker. His first, team's first here in this second period. It's only 28 seconds have expired in this second period. Morrison shoots his free throw. It comes off. And they're going to give the ball back to GRC. Luke Fons couldn't corral the ball in there off of the miss.
Yeah, there were three of them going after the the ball there underneath the basket. Clark County ends up with it.
Clark County inbounds it underneath their own basket. Hampton with the ball. Triggers it in to Gay.
Oh, my God.
Gay just forces his way to the basket.
Wow.
And Coach Jason Mays is upset with the officials. He felt like that may have been a player control foul. Nonetheless, it's 19-13 as GRC has gotten the first two baskets. They take a 30-second timeout here. And Herb, what did you see right there?
On that play right
yeah.
there? Clark County's players stuck his shoulder right into our guy's chin and made it two-pointers what happened. I mean, he went up strong and into him. Man, what a God. They're physical. We are, too. We're trying, man.
Well, I know Coach Mays is probably upset that the official didn't make a call there.
Oh, yeah.
But you know how most coaches are. They're going to look at the player, and he's like, why did you let him get the ball?
Yeah.
You know,
and I think that's why he called the timeout.
And that's typical
yeah.
coaching
he's
right there.
He's not asking why his tongue is bleeding.
He's like, I'll take up for you.
Right?
I'm also going to get on you, too. It's Montgomery County inbounds the ball here. It's Brecken Decker being guarded by Gaines. Down inside the paint, he shoots it no good. And it's Hampton up for the rebound for the Cardinals. So a good look by Decker, unable
Decker is working so hard to get that ball to the basket. We're looking for a double team out on top right now.
GRC with the ball. It's Gaines dribbling on the right-hand side against Jarvis. Jarvis blocks his shot. And now it's Montgomery County's ball going the other way. Jarvis to Fonz in the right corner. It's good. It's a three-pointer by Luke Fonz. Give him 5 points. On the evening, it's 19-16 in favor of GRC.
Nice spot up jumper right there from the corner.
6:44 left in this first half of play. Malachi Ashford for GRC has the ball. Gives it to Gaines in the corner. Gaines out top to Morrison. Morrison drives on Decker.
Oh.
Goes up and over, misses.
Decker
rebound comes back off to Morrison.
Woo.
He stays with it, goes back up. And now it's Jarvis coming down with the rebound finally for the Indians, and goes the other way. He pulls up for three. It comes off long and now to the hands of Hampton. GRC rushes up the floor, has nothing. Now Hampton pulls back.
He's wanted to shoot it since he crossed half court.
Shoots
you can just tell.
It comes off. Gentry with the rebound. Fast and furious we go. It's Jarvis. He pulls up from three in the right corner.
Oh
it comes
goodness.
Off. No good.
Wow.
Rebound to Ashford. Maybe not the best shot there for Jarvis, but he felt like he had it. He took it. Ashford down against Decker. He drives.
Nice.
Decker
Locked.
Blocks the shot of Ashford, and now it's Montgomery County going the other way. Dunn pulls up from 19. It comes off
man,
long.
We've got some shots. We just can't get one to go in.
Fonz misses the
oh
shot, and now it's Rayshon Hampton going the other way. Finds Ashford in the left corner. He shoots a three. No good.
Oh.
Comes off to Gaines. Gaines goes up. No good. Hampton with the
oh, three
putback.
Guys
no
underneath.
Good.
I mean, they're on the floor, Ivan.
Hampton on the floor. We're going to get a tie-up. And wow. Wow, this is NASCAR on hardwood
this
right now.
This is fantastic. Man, the hustle that both teams are showing right now is incredible.
Meanwhile, we got substitutions for both as Isaiah Rowlett, the freshman from Montgomery County, checks in for Dawson Gentry. Back into the game for GRC is number 24, Hampton Taylor.
Have you seen Montgomery County play this hard?
Now they played hard. I can give them credit. They played hard. They just haven't always been successful. And here's Morrison on a miss. Jarvis comes back down, and he makes a nice play at the basket. The first
he went
two
coast
points
to coast.
For the freshman, and it's 19-18, a one-point lead for GRC.
He went coast to coast. He took it down with his left hand and took it to the basket and got a layup.
Montgomery County
double team out front.
Trying to trap Ashford out top.
Got it.
He throws the ball. It goes in the backcourt, but it was tipped. And so, Ashford
nice
finds. Oh, and they're going to call a goaltending on Luke Bond. But bring Luke back in the gym. Luke literally jumped out of the gym.
He hit that ball into the second row.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Hampton Taylor who looked like he was going to have
it was goaltending.
An easy
but,
bucket.
But he,
yeah,
it was he a, hit it to the second row.
It was a great opportunity there for Hampton Taylor off of the pass of Ashford. But, boy, did Luke Fonz elevate. Wow. Get back to the game. 4:38 left in this first half. It's done. on the drive. He backs up, tries to shoot up over.
He is not shot. And he's looking for a shot.
The ball comes up short, and now into the hands of Malachi Ashford.
All right, Montgomery County playing man-to-man defense. They've been doing well all night.
Three-point lead for the Cards. Montgomery County trying to come out and trap him. They can't contain him. He gets all the way to the basket.
Good luck trying to double-team him. Unless you get him cut off in a corner, you're not going to be able to control it.
And that's the wizardry of one Malachi Ashford there to give his Cards a 5-point lead at 23-18, just inside of the 4-minute mark here in the first half. Dunn with the ball being guarded now by Ashford. She gets it to Decker, to Fons. Fons takes the handoff, and he goes down the middle of the lane. Looked like he was going to try to flush
move.
It.
But then he did. He wanted to dunk it, then changed it midair.
What a great play.
Look, what a beautiful play.
GRC sloppy with the ball.
Decker
in the backcourt, and Decker took advantage of
the point guard was looking at the coach, trying to get instructions, and he just lackadaisically let the ball go.
Senior being savvy there. It is Hampton with the basketball out top, guarded by Decker now. Montgomery County in that man-to-man defense still. It's Hampton. He pulls back just inside of three-point line and makes an unbelievable shot. Right between the eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Was Hampton.
He's left-handed, and he dribbled to his right and just hit a beautiful shot. Nothing you can do to stop that.
25-22, Gentry with the ball from Montgomery County. Coach Jason Mays almost out to half court, calling the play.
He's fired up.
He is. Natalie Clad tonight in his suit.
No, looking good.
He dressed up for the border robbery.
All right.
Gentry with the ball, drives the lane. Kicks it out to Rallet. Rallet gets a good look. He comes up long on the three-point shot by the freshman. GRC pushes the ball up. Gaines with the basketball. He drives.
Wow.
And he goes down the middle, and he completes the shot. And he'll get an opportunity for a three-point play here. Big, big-time shot.
Yeah. Now, that's the coach's son, Ivan. Is that who that is?
Who's that, Gaines?
Right there, number 12.
Oh, no, that's Rallet. No, Coach Bates' son doesn't.
No. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
Who do we have at the line?
Well, we got J.P. James here.
There we go.
All right. You're going to make me get Maury Povich out here and pull out the envelope.
Right. Exactly. Let's keep you down your toes.
There you go. And J.P. Gaines completes the three-point play to make it a 28-22 ball game for the Cardinals. 2:24 left in the ball game as GRC makes a substitution they bring into the ball game.
Right.
Eli Craig for the first time.
They backed off. No full court press. Montgomery County's got the ball.
Ethan Dunn just trying to take Ashford to the basket, but Ashford is able to tie him up. It will remain Montgomery County's basketball, but they will lose the possession arrow.
Montgomery County is really going hard at the basket. They are driving it.
Got a little perspiration on the ball here.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff on the ball.
Mr. Right. Music is cleaning it off here, the official, to get it to Dunn.
So they need a towel.
They're talking about it.
They need a towel. Okay.
So they're ready to go now. Inbounds and underneath throwing basket is Montgomery County. Dunn, the trigger man, gets it into Gentry. Gentry dribbles back out top, being guarded by Craig. Jarvis down has the ball, being guarded by Morrison. To Gentry on the right wing. He looks inside to Fons. Nothing there. Down to Jarvis on the left side. Jarvis drives, kicks it out to Fons. Left wing, right wing. No good. Rebound to Decker. Shot by Jarvis from beyond the arc. He shoots it, but he's fouled on the shot. And that's going to be a foul on Morrison.
I'm really impressed with the freshman from Montgomery County. He is smooth. He doesn't get excited. You can just look on his face. He's just calm and doesn't get rattled.
Jarvis is going to the line here to shoot two. And he comes up short. It's a struggle at times at the free throw line. Here's Tice.
And as good a shot as he has.
Yeah.
You know.
There were times over at the Railroad Classic where he looked like he could be an 80% free throw shooter. And then there's times he really struggles. But he gets the second of three shots here as he was behind the arc when he was fouled there by Morrison. Well, the way this game is being played, we're 1:47 left in the half. There's only three fouls been called in the second period of play.
Which is crazy. Because
there's a lot of action.
I mean, they're going after it.
28-23, and Jarvis misses the last one, so he only makes one of three there. 28-23, favor of GRC. It's Morrison with the ball. Montgomery County's in their 1-3-1 zone.
Yeah.
Morrison's trying to figure it out. He gets it out to Ashford. Ashford tries to look it over. You've got at the top of the 1-3-1, Brecken Decker. And you've got Dunn on the chaser on the baseline. Shot goes up by Hampton. He misses it. And then he gets all the way to the rim and then misses it. And so multiple opportunities for Hampton go awry. But we're going to have a foul on Tyce Jarvis here. So that's going to be first foul on Jarvis, second team foul on Montgomery County in this period. Hampton, the lefty at the line. First free throw up and good. So GRC trying to be the first team to 30 in this game tonight as they've got the 29-23 lead. Hampton's second free throw up and pure. It's a 7-point lead now for the Cardinals with 1:13 left.
We don't want to let this last minute, 13 seconds, get out of hand. We don't want them to go on a 6-0 run. Let's see if we can keep it within 4 or 5 right here.
Possession arrow in favor of GRC. So really, really important for Montgomery County to come down, get a good look, and hopefully get a basket. Jarvis hands it, gives it off to Fonz. Fonz being guarded by Gay out top.
Yep.
And we're going to get a foul here.
Yeah, he got held.
They're going to call that on Gay. That's Gay's first foul. Team second here in this period. Montgomery County will inbounds underneath their own basket here. Dunn to set the ball in place. Gets it to Gentry. Back to Dunn on a handoff.
He's looking to shoot, man.
He Dunn's trying to get past Morrison. He finds Gentry in the corner. No shot. Back out to Fonz. Fonz drives the middle of the lane.
Oh,
covers
goodness.
It up.
Oh,
goes in there with strength, but couldn't,
in and out.
Couldn't get the shot to fall. Now it's Ashford with the ball for GRC. Ashford looking it over this 1-3-1. 33 seconds left in the first half. Stay with us. We'll talk to Dustin High, the Lady Indians basketball coach at halftime, to get his thoughts on the matchup with the Lady Cardinals tonight.
Good
here
defense.
We go, GRC.
Oh, he's got it tipped again.
To Gay, and
wow.
Gay gets denied
Fonz
at the rim.
Pinned that ball up against the backboard.
And now we have a tie-out, but no, we get a timeout call.
That was a beautiful timeout
by Coach Jason
that
Mays.
That was beautiful.
He didn't want to have to call the timeout, but boy, he wanted to keep that possession. With 10.3 seconds left.
Well, it saved us with a possession that timeout.
They're going to take a full timeout here, and we'll take a full timeout. It's 30-23, GRC over Montgomery County. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
As we come back for the timeout, Montgomery County turns over the ball. J.P. Gaines goes to the basket for GRC. It's 32-23. Gentry gets the shot up right before the horn sounds. No good, and that's how we'll go to the locker room. It'll be Montgomery County down by 9, trailing 32-23 to GRC. We'll return here more at halftime after we take this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Montgomery County Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Back here at halftime of the boys' matchup of the George Rogers Clark in Montgomery County. The Indians trail 32-23 here at halftime. And earlier tonight, it was the girls' side of the equation, and the Lady Indians went down in defeat to the number two team in the state, the GRC Lady Cardinals, 76-39. And we're pleasure to be joined by Coach Dustin High with the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. And Coach High, hey, you faced this team in back-to-back games, essentially. We could go Saturday, and then you come back around, and you want to see maybe, you know, what things could you do differently, what type of approach. Coming in knowing tonight that this GRC team has lost one of the top players, not only in the state, but in the nation. When you talk about CC Byers, you knew they may operate a little bit differently tonight. Kind of give me your thoughts coming into tonight's game, and kind of you know, your thoughts beyond this, because you got to still feel like, you know, there may be another opportunity to play this team again.
Well, I mean, we can we hope to get two more opportunities to play GRC, and first off, I mean, thoughts and prayers with CC. I mean, it really is. I get sick to my stomach when I hear that about any player, and let alone one that you're this familiar with. She is a great player, and it's unfortunate for her. But wish her the best, and hope everything goes well with the procedure, and she has a smooth recovery. But as far as our preparation for them, in a lot of ways, that's two completely different teams. I mean, with CC, I mean, it has to be your primary focus. And without CC, where do you start?
Yeah.
I mean, pick your poison as far as your focus and preparation. But I, from a coaching perspective, I've got to find a way to relieve the pressure on Hayden.
Yeah.
And Chestnut did an excellent job. And I've got to find a way to help Hayden get catches in different spots and alleviate some of that pressure on her. And I haven't done a very good job of that to this point, and I've got to, as a coaching staff collectively, we're going to have to figure that one out.
Chestnut is an elite defender, and she really it took away from her offense tonight, but it looked like without CC Byers, it looked like maybe a focus for GRC at least tonight was to get the ball into Kanaa Jones, and she seemed like a focal point early in the game for them with the absence of Byers.
Well, and I think that's probably a personnel decision, because without Jarvis for us, we don't have much size to speak of, and that is a distinct advantage for them with or without CC. And that was definitely a focal point for them early, and I thought Jones came out really aggressive and more so on the offensive glass. I thought she was a lot more active than she was last Saturday. But again, we've got to be the aggressors.
You mentioned you didn't have Savannah Jarvis tonight. You didn't have her last Saturday. When I saw the game last Saturday, especially the first quarter, it was 20-10 at the end of that first quarter. But you really had to like, especially for those younger players, how they played against that team. That Fort Dunn was at full strength. And you would hope that would carry over tonight. But it seemed like, especially I know Sophie Faust got us some early foul trouble. That was one of the first times I've seen Sophie frustrated in her early varsity career.
Yeah, and that's... it's literally throwing them to the wolves. And you talk about those three freshmen with Sophie and Bailey, and Laura Lee's playing a lot of minutes right now. And it's very difficult to walk that line of maintaining their confidence in a game like that. And it's... they're in our district, and it's very difficult to make that point to our girls that, like, yes, they are in our district. Like, that's the best defensive team in the state. Like, yeah. Regardless of what you want to say with the rankings at this point, there's not a better defensive team in the state.
I was getting ready to go to that defense. This is championship level defense that they play. That's their calling card. It has been, in the time that Robbie Graham's been there. The physical nature in which they can play, because they have so many players, they have the big physical athletes at times. You don't get a chance to see this even against some of the really elite teams you played on your schedule. And that's been a difference for this GRC team when they've gone to the state level and played. So these are learning opportunities for your girls to even help them when they play other teams on your schedule.
And you talk about practice and you talk about the level of intensity and things like that, but it's like you can't simulate that in practice. I mean, we can talk about it all we want to, but to simulate it, you can't. There's not a simulation for that in practice. And that's our ability to make that adjustment from things that we talk about in practice to then come out and execute against that pressure it's been the story. And I've got to figure that one out. And then starts with me and the rest of our coaching staff. We've got to find a way to get our girls in a position to be more successful than what we've done to this point.
We talk about the psychological effect that sports can play sometimes. I know that's one thing that you're trying to be mindful of in making sure that you don't lose this team psychologically, especially your younger players.
Yeah, and that part of what we talked about post-game was they're frustrated, I'm frustrated, but I know that there's things that they see out there that maybe I'm wanting them to do that they maybe don't have any confidence in or doesn't make sense to them. And then there's things that they do out there that don't really make sense to me. And there's got to be at some point some communication as to what they're seeing and what we're seeing from the sideline, and find some middle ground in there to figure it out and move forward.
You got a pretty good team coming in here Monday night with a couple of outstanding players at the state level. Real quick, in about 30 seconds, your thoughts on the Bethlehem Banshees that'll arrive here at the arena on Monday?
Well, it'll be two out of three games seeing top talent in the nation.
Top 35 type players in the nation, and a top five player in the nation on Monday.
It's another good challenge, and Coach Clark does a great job with them, and they're they're feasting right now.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to get into that All-A state tournament. And I would imagine they're going to Richmond expecting to win it.
To win it all.
And you can't blame them. I'm sure probably Covington Holy Cross probably factors into that, and Owensboro Catholic maybe, and I don't know who else is going to be there, but there's a few of them that there's a lot of talent at the top of that thing.
Dustin, thanks for coming over and talking to us, and we'll see you Monday night.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Dustin High, head coach, Lady Indians of Montgomery County's team, down in defeat tonight, 76-39 in the opening matchup, and we're getting ready to get set here for the second half of this boys matchup. As the teams are back out on the floor, and it'll be GRC with the ball to open the second half here. And 32-23, GRC with the basketball to start the second period here. It's Ashford for GRC going left to right on your dial with the basketball. Hampton drives on Decker, shoots up a little runner down the baseline, and he starts the scoring here in the second half. It is 34-23. Montgomery County now with the basketball. Jarvis drives the lane on Gaines. Does a little spin around on the baseline. Nice shot by the freshman from Moco.
He's smooth.
34-25.
He is smooth.
It is the score. Ashton crosses the midcourt stripe. Gets it over to Morrison. Morrison tries to drive on Jarvis. He goes to the baseline, double clutches, and gets the shot in. So a little one-on-one basketball being played on both ends of the floor right now. It's GRC back up 11, 36-25 as we get a timeout on the floor here.
Is it a clock?
Must be a clock issue here. They're going to run the clock a little bit here as there may have been a stoppage or a malfunction here. And... oh, they lost the cord. The cord came out of. They got to hold it up again. They got to stop the clock again.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cord came free on the. on the.
We're gonna have to retake it out of bounds again.
The console there. So, our chief clock operator for the boys' games, Richard Evans, is trying to get it all figured out. He was letting the officials know. Who are on the far sideline.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. They're opposite sidelines here. They're going to run a little clock here. Try to get it to an appropriate number on the board. Currently it's showing 7:38. Let's see if that's where they stay. Wonderful crowd here in the MCHS arena tonight. And we appreciate everybody listening in here on the Gateway Sports Network. And we're going to get it started back up. 7:38. Tyce Jarvis. Brings the ball across the midcourt line here. Gets it off to Brecken Decker. Goes off the UCLA cut. Decker now makes his way to the rim.
Wow.
Everybody left him wide open off of the cutting action. 36-27 in favor of GRC. GRC with the ball. Hampton driving. Backs up. He's beyond the arc. Shoots it up. No good. Rebound comes off the Fonz. And here goes the Indians. Gets it down inside to Fonz. And Fonz showing off that strength and conditioning down on the inside there.
Boy, he muscled his way down the right-hand lane, right-hand side of the lane, got it up, went in. That was nice.
They'll count the basket. The foul will be on number 12, J.P. Gaines. His first, team's first here in his third period. Fonz shoots, misses the free throw. Rebound comes off the Gaines for GRC. 36-29 is our score.
We're in a press right now. We're in a 1-2-2, three-quarter press.
Trying to slow up GRC. They almost throw the ball away, but Hampton recovers.
Well, if you don't get them trapped, man, they are so quick.
Well, you got
to. If you try to trap them out front and they break that trap, I mean, it's over with.
You got
to
think that either Hampton or Gay was, or not Gay, Hampton. Or Gay or Morrison was down in the lane a little bit long there. But it's 38-29 in favor of the Cardinals. Gentry throws it down into Fonz. Fonz commanding the ball, but boy, he is being harassed.
I mean,
by...
He got hit twice down there by two different guys. It's still our ball, but wow.
But I love Coach the way Fonz is calling for the ball down on the low block here. He feels like he has an advantage. Montgomery County ball underneath their own basket. Dunn has to get it in. He does. Gets it to Fonz.
Oh my.
Fonz pulls up from 18.
My.
And it's good. Fonz.
He gave a jab step, rose up, and drilled it.
Fonz, first 4 points in this second half for Montgomery County. It's 38-31. Gage drives the lane and comes up short. Gage outfights all the Montgomery County players underneath the basket. He finally gets the ball knocked out of bounds. But if you're Montgomery County.
GRC missed three shots at it. I mean, point blank range.
And Coach Mays is upset that the fact that Gaines got those three out.
All three rebounds. Exactly.
Ashford inbounds the ball underneath their own basket for GRC. And we're going to get a timeout.
Good defense by Montgomery County.
Are they going to call a hold? Oh, they're calling a hold.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
They called a hold on Fonz. Right. I didn't see that. But
well, that was a...
His...
Cheapy.
His first and the team's first here in the third. Well, you got to love this, though. Both of these teams are going at it hard. GRC inbounds the ball. They throw it into the backcourt. It would be Gay to retrieve the ball. He hands it off to Hampton. Hampton being met by Decker right there at the midcourt stripe. Hampton dribbling out front, getting instructions, and then almost loses the ball again.
Yeah, he attempted to go left and get it down the lane, but mishandled the ball. Decker's playing wonderful defense right now.
Staying
He's
tethered.
Still on it.
Staying tethered to Hampton as Decker out front. Hampton's still working. He's got a little separation and the foul. Boy, Decker did such a great job, but then when he swatted
down. It was over like 30 seconds he was on it.
Yeah.
Just playing great defense.
He punished himself by swatting down.
He did, yeah.
Here's Hampton, the lefty. He'll go to the free throw line for two here.
Well, he made a move going down the middle of the lane like he was going right and crossed him over, and that's why I've got him.
Hampton hits the first of two, 39-31, favor the Cardinals. Second one up, and it's good as well, 40-31.
All right, when you're throwing this in, get it to the first guy you see that's open.
Ball comes in. Now Gentry has it. Being met by three.
Oh, wow.
GRC
they triple teamed him right in the corner.
And then GRC throws the ball away. But what you had there was Gentry took the ball to a bad spot on the floor because Jarvis was there already with his defender. You
got to go help him.
Brought three defenders right there at him.
Absolutely.
So now it's Montgomery County's ball after the GRC turnover. 5:08. In this third period, 40-31 in favor of GRC. Jarvis, guarded by Gaines, gets the ball over to Decker. Decker, being guarded by Hampton, he takes it down inside.
Good
ball
everything,
comes
but
up.
Make it.
And now it's Gay with the rebound and going the other way. Gay hands it off to Ashford. Ashford out top.
Boy, he went left,
Dunn.
Too.
Wow. Gets to that left hand and shoots it. No good. Gaines again with another rebound. J.P. Gaines is having his way with the Indians on the offensive glass here in this third period.
He's a scrapper.
To the dismay of Jason Mays. And now Montgomery County will take a full timeout, trailing by 11, 42-31. It's GRC over Montgomery County. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Both of these teams shooting the ball well to begin this third period. Montgomery County 4-5 from the floor. GRC 4-7 from the floor here in this third period. It's 42-31 in favor of the Cardinals. It'll be Montgomery County's ball as we inbounds going full court right to left on your listening device. Decker with the ball down in the front court. Gentry kicks it over to the corner.
Oh, my goodness.
And Dunn able to keep it
balanced. I mean, he walked the tightrope down there, man. I mean, he was hanging over the edge and was able to recover and get it out to his teammate.
We got a foul on Rayshon Hampton here. That'll be his third, team second here in the third period. So Montgomery County will get the ball underneath their own basket. Into the game for GRC, number four, Eli Craig checking in for Hampton. Montgomery County gets the ball into Decker. Decker misses it right at the rim. Dunn scrapping for the rebound on his side, but uncovered by Gaines. GRC on the run, and now a foul is, again, it was Breland Morrison forcing the issue.
Wow.
And we're going to get a foul on Tyce Jarvis, the freshman, his second.
I don't mean to sound like a homer, but I thought I saw about three or four steps underneath there, but that's just me.
That'll be the third foul in Montgomery County in this period as Breland Morrison goes to the line to shoot two. He misses the first of two. 4:10 left in this third period. It's been pretty much GRC most of the way here in the lead. As Breland Morrison scores the second free throw to make it 43-31, a 12-point advantage for the Cardinals. Jarvis hands the ball off to Dunn. Dunn tries to drive on Dunn.
Oh.
Has no shot. Gives it up.
He got midair and gave it up. Boy, he was lucky to find a teammate on that one.
Now Decker with the ball being guarded by Morrison.
If Decker's got it, the good things are going to happen. That's what we're looking for right here.
Gentry throws it down inside to Fonz. Fonz splits between two defenders, unable to score.
Wow.
But boy, what a nice move.
He took it down to the baseline on the right-hand side and spun in between two GRC players and took it up. And got fouled. Ivan, I want to do a quick shout-out to a couple of people right now, to Dan Manley and Billy Whitaker right now.
And got Luke Fonz here going to the free throw line to shoot two. Gets the first one up. No good. Got to make your free throws in a game like this when possessions are going
to
matter. If you plan on getting out of here with a win tonight if you're the Indians, you've got to get this deficit down to single digits. Fonz on his second one is up and good. 32-43.
We're playing a 1-3-1. It's not a press. We're back on our side of the court.
Ashford pulls up from 29 feet. No good. Rebound comes off to Ashford, firing up the shot that GRC wanted or needed in that situation. And here's Jarvis. He drives down the lane, and he's going to be fouled by Day, the freshman, being very aggressive on that move right there.
Again, he saw an opening right down the foul lane, took it to his right, pivoted, and went up on the left-hand side, got fouled. See if we can make some free throws here, Ivan.
Jarvis, first free throw up, no good. Again, he's missed his last two free throws, and three of his last four has the freshman here. Checking in for GRC once again is number 24, Hampton Taylor, as Jarvis puts the second one up, and it's good. 43-33, the Indians have cut the lead down to 10.
1-3-1.
Morrison with the ball. He tries to gap the zone, gives it back up to Ashford. Ashford staring at this 1-3-1 defense, trying to find where he can compromise it. Showing a lot of patience here is Ashford. Ashford drives into the lane.
That's a good shot.
Gets the shot up, no good.
Yeah, it was a good look, man. He found a crease, went to it, and had about an eight-footer and missed it.
Fonz trying to make a move, but he gets the ball knocked free, and now it's the Cardinals going the other way with Ashford with the ball. A magician with the basketball is Ashford at times.
Okay, 1-3-1, still in it.
And now Morrison's going to shoot a three off of the right wing, and it's good this time. Nobody got a hand in his face, and he had a clean look. 46-13 in favor of the Cardinals. Jarvis gets the ball to Decker.
There's
Decker
a
makes a nice spin move.
Wow.
He gets to the basket. He finishes at the rim, and he gets the horn.
Boy, he's earned it, right? I mean, he has taken the ball to the basket all night long. Finally got rewarded with one going in.
They called that foul on Ashford, and that'll be Malachi Ashford's second. And that's the team's fifth in this third period. So for the remainder of the period, Montgomery County will get to go to the free throw line on the common foul.
Gosh.
And Brecken Decker misses another free throw for the Indians. So the Indians really struggling on the evening here of late.
That came off the back rim and just got knocked out of bounds by our guys. GRC's got the ball coming up.
46-35, 2:16 left in the third period. The Cardinals with 11-point lead against Montgomery County.
We've gone to a man-to-man
and Ashford
defense.
Loses his footing. He,
what?
He's claiming that he got bumped, and
well,
the official doesn't agree.
You can claim that on every play, can't you? I mean, everybody's getting bumped, man.
In this matchup, no doubt. Jarvis, the freshman from Montgomery County, with the ball, being guarded by Gaines. Decker calling for the ball, but it was a poor pass. An execution there by Montgomery County.
Just,
and we're going to get the
threw
ball
it to
out
the
of
wrong side of where he wanted to get it, right at the foul line.
It was a little wide. The pass was a little bit long to make with the defense hearkening. And boy, is Coach Jason Mays coaching. He's sweating through his shirt. Looks
his
like,
shirt's out.
Looks like Bruce Pearl. It's untucked.
It does. I mean, he's come undone over there.
Oh, man.
God, love his passion.
What a night for Coach Mays. This is what he loves, though. He's in.
Let me tell you.
This is his first taste of this rivalry. He hasn't been a part of this rivalry yet, so this is his first go-around with this.
He is coaching them up over there. He is. He's got two of his point guards over there, basically, giving him some encouragement.
His meter's in the red all the time.
Oh,
here's a GRC.
Oh,
nice backdoor
pass
by Ashford. Hampton misses the first shot. But once again, on an offensive putback opportunity for GRC, Hampton scores. 48-35 is the lead for
that
the Cardinals.
Beautiful backdoor cut. It looked, reminded me of Princeton.
Here goes Dunn. Dunn gets the ball knocked free, and here goes the Cardinals racing to the other end. Ashford in the paint, up and good. Montgomery County made it a timeout.
That was four quick ones we didn't need right there.
It's 50-35. Minute 23 left. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
As we get back out of the 30-second timeout, we got a minute 23 left, and it's Montgomery County with the ball going right to left, trailing by 15 here at 50-35. Decker with the ball to Fons, left wing. He shoots a three, no good. Rebound comes off once again to J.P. Gaines. His fifth rebound in this third period alone. Ashford with the ball for GRC. He gives it to Morrison. Morrison drives on Jarvis.
Oh.
He goes up over Jarvis, misses it. Rebound comes off to Dawson Gentry. He goes down the lane, shoots it up, no good.
Oh.
Followed by Fons, no good. Jarvis with the rebound,
wow,
and he's not able to make it. But a relentless pursuit for the basketball by the Indians there.
We're hitting the backboards. We had a couple of chances to put that in, but we're going to the foul line right now. Let's see if we can knock a couple down.
They call that foul on Craig. And it'll be Jarvis going to the line to shoot. He made the first of two free throws as we have another substitution for GRC. Hampton Taylor comes in for GRC. Jarvis, the freshman, shoots the second one, and it's up and good. checking in for the Indians for the first time tonight, Cone Rolls.
Yeah.
The sophomore from Montgomery County post player, wears number 34.
Took his freshman out to give him a break with 45 seconds left and not to pick up another foul.
50-37, and the ball's knocked free by Decker. Decker goes to the other end, puts it up and in, and good. Reckon Decker makes it a 50-39 as the Indians cut it to 11-point deficit.
Decker played great defense, stole the ball, took it the length of the court, and he had to lay it up over the square to keep it from getting blocked.
GRC looking for one possession possibly here with 16 seconds left to go.
Wow, that's
but
too easy.
Ashford able to create and get to the basket there. 52-39.
He's quick.
7 seconds left. Montgomery County's got to push it. Dunn has the ball. Dunn isn't aware of the time. Decker is. He gets it. He fires it up. That ball's tipped.
Yeah.
No good. That's how we'll end the third period. 52-39. The Indians trail by 13. What can they do in this final 8 minutes to get themselves back in this ball game? We'll find out after we take this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
As we get started here, back here in the fourth period, we got 8 minutes left in regulation. What will happen in this edition of the border war between Montgomery County and George Rogers Clark? We'll find out. It's Montgomery County's ball going right to left to start this fourth period. 52-39 is the score. Dawson Gentry has the shot blocked in the corner here by Breland Morrison, but Morrison stepped out on the inbounds line after the block shot. It'll remain Montgomery County's basketball.
GRC came out with a 2-2-1 half-court trap.
Montgomery County inbounds the ball underneath their own basket here. Gets it in to Gentry. Hands it back off to Dunn.
Here they come again.
GRC's looking to try to get
time.
That trap. They get it over to Decker. Going side to side right now is Montgomery County. Now Dunn pulls up just left of the the three-point.
Right,
not the shot you needed in that situation. And now Ashford makes you pay on the other end as he gets a quick shot, makes it 54-39. Montgomery County down 15 and bleeding profusely right now. It's Decker down the middle of the lane. He gets contested. They say he got hit on the arm. And J.P. Gaines doesn't like the call. The foul wasn't on him, though. It was on Gay. As Montez Gay picks up his third foul, and it's the first team foul here in the fourth period. So the official agree with J.P. Gaines. No, the foul wasn't on you.
Right.
But your teammate was the one that created the harm. And Breckin Decker goes to the line, hits one of two, and Ethan Dunn exits the floor as Cole Rose comes back into the ball game. I think it had a lot to do with that last shot that maybe Ethan Dunn took. Breckin Decker hits both shots, gives him points number 13 and 14, trims the lead to 54-41.
We're in a 1-3-1 full court press right now. GRC's moving the ball pretty good.
Morrison shoots from the left corner, no good.
Oh, we got a breakaway.
Rebound comes off to Dawson Gentry.
Oh,
gets it to Fonz. He misses the lay-in. Cole Rose tries to save it inbounds to no avail.
Fonz went up and just kind of landed awkward, too. He's kind of limping a little bit. He's still in the game. He's not coming out, but he's limping.
Montgomery County, that 1-2-2 zone pressure. Cole Rose gets a hand on the ball to knock it out of bounds here. So GRC will have to reset here in the front court. Side out. 6:48 left to go in this ball game. As the minute 12 has expired here in this fourth period.
Okay. We've gone back to a man-to-man here.
Ashford, GRC with the ball, calling out the command. J.P. Gaines pulls up from 29 in the face of Cole Rose, and it's good. Oh, they're sitting pretty right now on the Cardinals. Perched high above the Indians at 57-41. Breckendecker gets it over to Luke Fons from the right corner. He misses a three. It comes off, goes into the hands of Breckendecker. Now to Dawson Fincher. Okay. They'll reset.
Let's see if we can set this up. Gather our composure here a little bit.
Decker inside the lane from about 12. He misses. Jarvis had the rebound momentarily. He got it stripped clean. And now it's GRC going the other way. Malachi the Magician. Ashford has the ball in his hands. Gets it over to Gaines. Gaines fakes the handoff, goes down the right side. He's met by Breckendecker. Says, not today, not
what
in my neighborhood.
Beautiful block.
And here goes Dawson Gentry. Hands it off to Tyce Jarvis, who misses the three.
All right, get back, guys.
And
let's
now
go.
Morrison going the other way. And he's fouled by Jarvis, it appears. Foul will be on Tyce Jarvis, the freshman. His third foul.
I know these guys are tired. That was kind of not the best effort getting back, to be honest with you.
That's Tyce Jarvis with his fourth foul. Team's first here in this third period as Breland Morrison will go to the free throw line. He makes the first of two, giving him 17 points on the evening. Checking in for Montgomery County now for the first time, Matt Willoughby, along with Isaiah Rowlett, who checks back into the ball game as Cole Rose and Breckendecker leave the playing surface. Breland Morris shoots the second. He makes both free throws, giving him 18 points on the evening and giving GRC a 59-41 lead with 5:33 left in the contest.
Okay.
Montgomery County gets it down. Dawson Gentry, left wing, no good. We have a whistle blown. We have a foul called on Isaiah Rowlett from Montgomery County off of that missed shot. That's Isaiah Rowlett's first foul. Montgomery County second here in the fourth period. GRC with the basketball. Ashford crosses the mid-court stripe. Down to Morrison. Over to Gaines. The right corner to Hampton. He misses a three. Rebound comes off to Fons. And the other way we go. It is Fons. In a trap. Kicks it out to Willoughby. Willoughby from beyond three. Shot comes off. Rebound to Montez Gay for the Cardinals. So Matt Willoughby just got into the game. Got a shot up.
Wow,
now Ashford in the paint. Reverses.
My goodness.
Reverse pivots. And Malachi Ashford with now 12 points on the evening. 61-41. 20-point lead for the first time this evening. It's Fons. Left corner. Shoots a three. No good. Comes off. Montez Gay is somehow able to secure that rebound and get it out. And the other way we go. Now, Ashford on the drive against Rowlett. He just gets past him. Hampton trying to get a put back. No good. Rebound off to Willoughby. And now Jarvis. Collisions.
He just stuck his shoulder right into him going down the lane. That was actually, I could be intentional to stop the shot layup. But they're not going to call that, though.
Got the second foul called on Gaines there as he impeded the progress of Jarvis down the lane. That's his second. That's the team's second for GRC in this final period. 4:15 to go. Ball inbounds to Fons.
Wow.
Has another
that's
one rim
two
out.
In a row that's gone down and out.
Hit it to rim out from that right corner that time.
He's catching that ball on the move in the corner, and as soon as he gets it, he's going up with it. And he's had good looks at it.
Been a tough night for the Indians. The Indians got started off in this first period. They were only down 15-13, and then the Cardinals were able to start pulling themselves away there in that second period.
Bonds.
Bonds gets the ball down low there.
Nice move. He went from the left, from the right to the left in the middle of the lane. Head fake, went up, made the basket, got fouled.
They call that foul on Gay. That's his fourth. Team's third. As Bonds misses another free throw here for the Indians. And Coach Josh Cook calls a timeout for GRC as he gets a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here for this 30-second timeout. 4:03 left in this contest, and the Indians trail by 18. And Herb, not been a good night for the Red, White, and Blue Tribe Nation here tonight.
Well, we've gone up against the number two team in the state and the women's Clark County team. And now we're going up, top 15.
Top 20.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, legit, 15, this ranks 15, the 17th in the state. But I'll tell you what, these guys, they play so hard right now. Just a couple of missed baskets, really. I mean, you know, when you play GRC, you almost have to play a perfect game.
Montgomery County can go back
to it. You can look back on missed free
throws. Missed free throw opportunities.
Yeah.
Layups. That third period where I thought the GRC really was killing them on the offensive glass there. And that's going to be a problem for Montgomery County. Team, like I said, that doesn't have a lot of depth, doesn't play a lot
of players. But they, man, I tell you what, they've hit the boards, they've played defense, they've blocked shots.
We get started back after the timeout. It's Hampton down the left side.
Wow.
He gets a running lay-in for point number 14. This is 63-43, and now a turnover. Hampton shoots a three, no good. Decker gets the rebound, and he loses the ball. And Hampton, and trying to stay in bounds and advance the ball forward, he threw it out of bounds.
Yeah. He did all he could do with that ball. I mean, he was just trying to push it forward and hopefully hit his guy.
Just trying to throw it blindly ahead.
Yeah, just get it down there somewhere. But
hoping somebody could catch up to it.
All right, GRC's in a man-to-man right now, picking up at half court.
Wow. Coach Mays is wondering where the contact was, and the official says, nope, the ball's going the other way, and Coach Mays does not like that call.
He's out at half court right now. He is fired up.
He's like, there's no way. Happened right in front of him. You know, that's tough for officials sometimes when it happens right in front of the coach.
I mean, geez.
Got a foul here.
And it was a foul. He got his money's worth on that one.
That foul's going to be on Matthew Willoughby from Montgomery County. His first. The Indians third, and Luke Bonds will come back in and check in for Matthew Willoughby. Some good minutes there for Matthew Willoughby, the senior. Malachi Asher gets the ball, gets it to the left corner to Hampton, and Hampton is pure.
Montgomery County didn't guard the inbounds passer right then. He got it in, sprinted to the corner, and nobody was able to catch up with him on that play right there. That was a good play by GRC. All right. Oh, my goodness.
Got a flop down on the inside as Luke Bonds goes up and over.
Bonds just turned around and decked the GRC player right underneath the basket. He ends up scoring.
Went right up over.
We're only down 11. Oh, excuse me, 21.
21. Come on now.
It's not doing that.
66-45 is our score.
I got excited.
Ashford misses the shot down inside, and now we're going to have a foul. They got a foul on Breland Morris and his third foul for GRC, and that'll be the fourth team foul on the Cardinals here in this final stanza. 2:34 left in this ball game, 66-45. Favor of the Cardinals. Brecken Decker racing down to the paint and to the basket. He misses. Follow up no good by Dunn, and now off to the race. That had to be a walk.
Wow.
And they do. It was a travel.
Uh-oh, he's hurt.
He got bumped there at the end.
Yeah.
Hope he's okay.
I don't know if it's a cramp. He's holding his calf.
He's going at grabbing at that left leg. But Brennan Morrison thought he was out on the playground there for a minute. No dribble. Right. Try to run from well out out on the floor. But
GRC's bench is taking their time getting to him.
They appear to be massaging his left calf now. So it doesn't look like injury. He's played a lot of minutes here tonight and played with a lot of energy. You just hope that's all it is.
I think
the way they're grabbing
it
at his legs. So we'll take a quick 30-second timeout here, and we return more Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Left calf cramp for Breland Morrison, and we get back, and it's Montgomery County with the ball. Tyce Jarvis down in the lane, no good. Rebound out to J.P. Gaines for GRC. Gaines tries to go the length of the floor, but he's met with opposition by Brecken Decker, and they call Decker on the foul. That's the fifth foul on Brecken Decker. So two nights in a row, Brecken Decker has fouled out. That's the fourth team foul for Montgomery County.
He played hard tonight, no doubt. And the whole team has. They've given it their all.
Gaines at the line. First free throw up and good. Gaines now with 12 points on the evening, looking for point number 13. And he does. 68-45. That's the score. Indians. 2 minutes left. Done with the ball for Montgomery County, going right to left.
Well, you can't dribble it out front. You got to move it around.
Gentry looks in to Fons. Fons being guarded by Gay.
Yeah, he's looking for his own right here. Gave it up.
And telegraphed the pass to Gentry, and J.P. Gaines once again try to go up for the dunk, and we get a foul call on Jarvis, who met him at the rim. That'll be number five for Jarvis. And J.P. Gaines thought he was going to have a runaway flush.
That was something else right there. He went up and was going to throw it down. And our freshman went up and met him above the rim and blocked that shot. He fouled it.
Did they call the foul on Fons? They got number three on the board here. Or one. Oh, wow. They got Jarvis for one. For three fouls. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. J.P. Gaines makes both free throws. And the lead is now 70-45 in favor of the other Cardinals. So my mistake. Jarvis stays in the ball game. It's three fouls. Done. To Gentry in the right corner. Three-pointer. Overshot. And to the chant from the Rowdy Crew, from GRC, airball.
Coming in.
And the reserves are ready to check in for GRC.
Wow.
Montez Gay.
What a beautiful shot. Beautiful move. He was over on the left side of the free throw lane over there. Went left. Gave him the old nod and went straight up and just drilled it.
So checking in for GRC now is Abraham Howard along with Chase Pace. Who else did we get checked in here? Number 20, Maddox Campbell. And number 10, Hayden Thiessen for Montgomery County. Now you have in Price Campbell, Fernando Duran, and Braylon Nestor, Dane Clutie, and Austin Hatton. So all reserves for both teams. As Braylon Nestor takes a three, he misses it. Fernando Duran takes a shot, no good. For Montgomery County, it's still Montgomery County's basketball. Nestor throws it down into Clutie. Back out to Nestor for the three, and it bounces down and good. Nestor with
that was good ball movement
with a three
in and out, in and out.
With a three
nice
pointer. 72-48 for the Cardinals. Now for GRC, it's number 22 with the fancy moves. Abraham Howard, he kicks it out The three-point shot up by Jacob Smith, no good. Rebound comes off to Maddox Campbell. He misses. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery County ball with 10.5 seconds left on the clock. Clutie inbounds to Nestor. Nestor to bring the ball across the front court. Will he get up a shot? He drives the lane. Goes in. He misses. No good. And that's going to do it, folks. The final score, 72-48, as George Rogers Clark Cardinals come on the road to the MCHS Arena and break third in this first of two games of the regular season rivalry between these two teams. It's been a crazy night, hasn't it, Ben Hurt?
It's been an exciting night. People were engaged in these games tonight. The second game started off like a house of fire. It was a hard-fought game. Congratulations to GRC with a hard-fought victory. I tell you, I'm seeing some improvement with our guys. To be honest with you, I know we got half a season to go. Let's see where we are in about a month. We've got two guys that can play point guard for us. The freshman did really well tonight. He's composed. I like the way he handles himself. And we got some guys that will crash the board and play some defense.
Well, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. And when we return, we'll go into the postgame portion of our show here. It was the Indians falling to the Cardinals tonight, 72-48. We'll return here more on Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
As we return here to MCHS Arena, it was 0-for-2 night for Indians basketball here tonight as the Lady Indians went down in defeat in the first game, 76-39, and then followed that up with the boys in this girl-boy doubleheader, 72-48, two outstanding teams when we talk about the games we've seen here tonight, Herb, and boy, when you look at the scoring in this boys' game, individual scoring tonight, the Cardinals were led in scoring by Breland Morrison. He had 18 points on the evening. 17 points for Sean Hampton. 15 points for J.P. Gaines. Had a really great second half here tonight on the glass. Then 8 points for Montez Gay, and then 2 points for Hampton Taylor. That rounded out individual scoring for the Cardinals tonight. For the Indians, they were led in scoring by Luke Fons, the sophomore, and then Brecken Decker, the senior. Ended with 14 points before he fouled out in tonight's game. Then freshman Tyce Jarvis with 8 points. Ethan Dunn with 7. And then Braylon Nestor there at the end was able to fire up that 3.
Yeah.
I know not only Dad was proud, but I'm sure Grandpa Johnny was happy. If he was in the building or listening in, I know he was happy with that. So the Indians still have some work to do. You saw at times in this ball game where, you know, they can compete with a team like this. Can they sustain the play that it takes? Can they clean up, you know, making those free throws and not turning over the ball in opportune times that allow this GRC team to kind of pull away from them a little bit slowly and methodically?
Yeah, you got to be able to put the ball back in the basket. You know, when you're that close, and I know it's, you know, playing basketball, you know, sitting over here on the sideline and watching, but you gotta put back the putbacks that you must have. You can't have, you know, 6 or 7 a game at least. I mean, right on top of it, you know. And some of them you're going to miss. I understand that. But, you know, you've got to be a little more consistent in putting the ball in the basket when you're right there and you have the opportunity. We've got to learn, even though we've won, we have won some games, but we've got to learn how to be in games down the stretch and pull them out. Now, this was a, you know, this is a like a top 20 team that we talked about, Ivan. We are, how you doing? We are right there as far as being able to play with them. But we're gonna run up against some teams, Ivan, here soon that we're going to win some ball games.
And the rivalry's live and well, isn't it? The indication of the crowd that was here tonight.
It was fantastic. It was a great crowd tonight, don't you think?
Yeah, you always wonder, you know, especially when you have, you know, a team in this rivalry that maybe is heavily favored sometimes. I don't think anybody really knew about the boys' matchup, but a lot of people probably looked at last week's score and the girls maybe anticipated. I mean, again, you know, that the GRC women's girls team is an unbelievably gifted team, even without, you know, their star junior loss for the season. They still put together and amass an outstanding team. Still,
yeah.
Still going to be favored to be right there at the end, no doubt. But the rivalry is good. And we got Coach Jason Mays getting ready to come step in here for the postgame comments. But he's definitely going to need to go to the dry cleaner tonight after this. And got Coach Jason Mays coming in. And Coach, I don't know if I'm going to change your name to Bruce Pearl after tonight or what, but we're gonna get that down to Myers Cleaners and let them take a look at not only your button down, but maybe your blazer too. But your first experience in this rivalry tonight in 40th district play against the chief rival.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's not a rivalry right now. They've beat us every time we played since November of 16.
Yeah.
So it's not a rivalry.
Hey, it is in the heart of us.
It is for those that have been here for a long time. I understand that. But in my mindset, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
I mean, a rivalry is... Now, listen, let me get straight to the point. I could coach this team tonight.
Yeah.
They didn't quit. They played hard.
Yeah.
We are closer than that score indicates to getting this thing turned. I am very positive with us tonight. I mean, that's a good team. Who's, you know, those three seniors have been, I mean, they know they can coach themselves.
Yeah.
So they're very good players. You know, he's got two, probably three college players on that floor at all times. So here's the deal. What happened was we sabotaged ourselves offensively. Like going in the second quarter, man, we're down 2. We're fighting. We're getting stops. We're punching. We're not getting punched, you know. And we just start taking stupid shots.
Yeah.
And I could not get them. And I'd already took 2 quick timeouts. And I'm like, I'm going to need every timeout. And I just couldn't juice another one. But we just, I mean, and so what happens, we're taking those bad shots. which are easier rebounds for them, which leads to easier transition opportunities where our defense isn't set. All right, and there, boom, there you go. We're down 11 at halftime. And so tonight wasn't defense. Tonight was offense. We just, oh, we took some bad shots.
Yeah, we mentioned that, and you talk about there at the end of the first period, it was 15-13, you know, and I looked at the stat sheet here, 1-for-2 from the three-point line, getting a lot of good looks, things of that nature, but then you mentioned the shot selection at time. I thought maybe this team learned from the example a couple of nights ago against Pendleton County where it looked like they had it in control, and then I thought some shots at that point in time allowed Pendleton County back in it. And you can see against a really good team how sometimes an ill-advised shot can turn into an easy opportunity for
sometimes
a team.
Sometimes it's just like a turnover.
A team that plays with energy like this GRC.
Sometimes it's just like a turnover. You know, what were we from the free throw line?
I hadn't tallied that up, but yeah, we missed a lot.
It was terrible. I mean, as you're figuring that up, I mean, it's basics of basketball. You got to make free throws, all right? You got to get consecutive stops. You just can't trade baskets with people. You have to get consecutive stops, and we have not done that all year, and we just struggle with that. Part of that is the talent that we're playing against in our schedule. And so you got to make free throws. You got to get consecutive stops and just basic things like passing and cutting, the basics of basketball. So here we go, end of the first half. I was in a tirade at halftime for about 30 seconds. I had to go into deep yoga breathing exercises in my office to calm down. Because you see how we ended that? Yeah. Tice can't dribble,
yeah.
All right? So he turns it over. I have to call a timeout because of a loose ball scrum because I didn't want them to get a bucket to end.
Yeah.
All right? So I juiced a timeout that I didn't need to juice. Then we set up a really good side OB that I know was going to be there for an open three at the buzzer. And he can't get it inbounded. Partly his fault, partly because Luke has a lazy cut to get open. And they steal it and they score it in an and one. That's how we end the half. I mean, like, it's just basics of basketball that's just driving me crazy.
I actually got you 11 of 17, but it was when you were missing those free throws when this game was still, where you headed at about a 9-point, 10-point game, and you couldn't never really break through. A couple of those were on some and-one opportunities that you weren't able to you know, cut a little bit more in that deficit and put more pressure on this GRC team. Again, the last two nights, and I'm sure you've seen it on the video from the other night, Luke Farns looks more aggressive on the offensive end, really commanding the ball at times. That has to be a positive for this team to have somebody, because he was getting the double team tonight. They realized that with his aggressiveness, he could be a problem for them.
Yeah. I mean, that was the whole second half. That's where the ball had to go. You know, it had to go to Luke. And, you know, that's I've learned that lesson by now. So, secondly, you know, Luke's got to do things, too. Like, he should have dunked that ball instead of missed the layup. Mm-hmm. He's got to make his free throws. I think he missed three tonight, if I'm not mistaken. At least two.
Yep, three.
He missed three. He's got to make his free throws. Yeah. And he's got to continue to gut through getting tired because I just can't take him out, you know. But I liked him. I think we're getting a little bit of see, brother. I think we're getting a little bit of flashback of how Dad was. You know, Luke's going to be a good back-to-the-basket player before it's all said and done. He's always been a perimeter player, but I'm trying to get him some outside rhythm by letting him score some inside shots, work his rhythm, the scoring rhythm inside out, you know. And I just thought he was the best player in the low post tonight, so we were trying to do that. But, like, when we were taking all those bad shots in the second quarter, I was trying to get them to run on circle motions and throw it inside to him.
Yeah. Yeah,
that would have been good for us. But, you know, I mean, I was doing everything I could over there except for walking out on the floor and streaking everybody, trying to get their attention.
Tuesday night, it was Kirsch on the inside in the third quarter. Tonight it seemed to be J.P. Gaines on the offensive glass. That
good
hurt.
Player, man. Plays hard.
Yeah. Just, you know, those opportunities, those second-chance opportunities, it seems like you can't impress enough on your team, you know, those moments, those possessions, sometimes how critical they are, and the difference in between, you know, a two-possession game down the stretch and, you know, 5-6 possession game down the stretch.
You're right, 100%. You know, Ivan, I mean, I just know that we've got a team. With that locker room has a lot of character.
Yeah.
They are not divided. Yeah. They are not fractioned. They are not segmented. They're not, you know, they are together. They're brothers. And these last 2 days of practice have not been easy.
Yeah.
I mean, after that, there was no excuse for the effort in the second half against Pendleton County. It was unexcusable.
Yeah.
And, you know, not all their fault. You know, my family's had some personal stuff going on with the death of my mother-in-law. And I'd ask everybody to please pray for my wife and her family during this time. But, you know, so some of that was just life, you know. But we still should have won that game. And it's hard to coach that team. I could coach this team tonight. And so what we said today was this: we're going to aim small, miss small. If you aim for somebody's nose, you're going to hit them in the head. Okay? So we're going to break this thing down in 4-minute segments. We won 2 4-minute segments. Now there's 8 total in a game.
Yeah.
We won 2 of them. I had Jordan talk to the team afterwards, and I said the next time we play them, we're going to win 4 of them.
Yeah.
The third time we're going to play them, we're going to win 5 of them. And that might be good enough. Might not. But we took a step forward tonight. We didn't go backwards.
The defensive energy early, getting deflections, getting in those passing lanes, getting opportunities. That has to be where you've benefited from this schedule. This wasn't the most athletic team you played. It wasn't the quickest team.
No.
And I think, can you see where maybe – the template is out there way you've had them play the likes of Frederick Douglass and some of these other teams?
I don't think they were scared tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And Frederick Douglass, they were intimidated.
Yeah.
They weren't scared tonight.
Yeah.
They punched tonight. You know, they threw their jabs and their hooks tonight. So, and that's, I can coach that team. You know, we may not win, but I can coach that team.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think that they're sort of calloused to really good athletes now. The thing that sucks about the schedule, I made it too hard. I mean, that's obvious now. I was, I guess, probably a little bit too optimistic about their being mentally ready to do that.
You had me excited when I see the schedule.
Yeah.
I knew what you was trying to do, and I also liked the competition.
It'll work. Like Mr. Maples told me today, see, this is going to pay off long-term being next year and the year after.
Yeah.
And he's right. It will. But we got to focus on the precious present.
Yeah.
And so that the schedule, it was too hard, but we got to play the schedule.
Yeah.
So I'm just still, let's keep taking steps forward every day, and hopefully we'll be so toughened by that time come the fourth week of February in district tournament that we're just going to have this refuse to lose. Rocky Balboa, you're just not going to knock me out. You can punch me a bunch, but you're not going to knock me out kind of mentality. And I gotta find a way to get more guys, you know, on the floor. Isaiah was better the second time I put him in. First time I put him in, he wasn't ready to play. You know, he can help us, but he's got to be ready the instant he goes in the game.
Yeah.
Like, Isaiah has potential to play 10 to 12 minutes a game, but he's got to get rebounds. He's got to keep guys in front of him. He's got to cut hard. You know, he's got to do basic basketball things. And that'll come with him because he's a good kid. But, man, we need him to grow up quicker than where he is right now because he can score, you know. I don't know what's going on with our shooting. I mean, we've shot 24 to 38 minutes every day. And, I mean, that's just nothing but shooting.
Yeah.
Catch, shoot. Three-man, two-ball shooting. And, we're the air ball shooting team I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's mental. It's not physical.
That's what I say. Do you think it was? Because, like I said, I thought early in this ball game your defense was leading to great opportunities. But then when you got down, the mental aspect of I've got to make this shot. These guys are not just shooting free. A lot of times they're shooting like I've got to make this or we're done. Sometimes that's kind of a pressure to play.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, and our guys are shooting. There's some guys that are shooting 20% worse than they did last year from three.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys are shooting 10 or 12% worse than they did last year. And I think the reason is because the quality of competition that we played against.
Yeah.
You know, you're not playing against some standalone zone from somebody that's going to finish eighth place in the 16th region. You're playing against a team that's got a chance to be in Elite Eight or Final Four. That quickness on that closeout's a little bit different, and that length is a little bit different. That affects your shot release timing. Another thing is, I will give a kidney to Tice.
Yeah.
I love Tice.
Yeah.
But Tice is going through freshmanitis right now.
Yeah.
He's not doing basic basketball plays. I've tried to play him full time at point tonight, and there's just times where he just blanks out, and you can't have your point guard blanking out.
Yeah.
You can't. He's got to stay in tune every possession. You know, there's three players that can't have a bad practice and can't blank out on a possession in a tight game. Your point guard, your best player, and your head coach. Those three people can never blank out on a possession in a tight game. And, you know, Tyson down there trying to get the inbounds pass on the baseline. You know, with two guys right behind him, like, all right, you want to catch it here? We're going to make you go 84 feet, Hoss. You know, and I'm like, he's supposed to start at the top of the key and make his cut. I'm like, Tyson, it's the little thing, basic basketball.
Yeah. And understanding what they want you to do and what you need to do to be successful. Tuesday, you'll make your first trip all the way through the 40th district.
Paris.
Always a tough place to play. They played this GRC team tough a couple weeks ago. Your thoughts over the next couple days in preparation?
Well, we're finally done with, we'll win that game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll be Powell County.
Yeah.
We'll be Bourbon County. We'll be Pendleton County.
Mess around and find out, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say now?
I mean, we're done with that. They've learned their lesson on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's the Lakers to us. So, you know, I mean, it's all about seeding for us now. We're 0-2 in the district. We've got to, you know, try to get 1-2 and then try to, you know, beat Bourbon at Bourbon. And, you know, we just can't get that 4 seed, man.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get in that second game. We got to get that 3 seed.
It's tough when, you know, in your opening two 40th district games, those teams broke serve. Now you've got to go on the road and break serve on them. That's always a difficult challenge anytime you're going against a district opponent, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we should have won Bourbon here. I mean, not taking anything away from Bourbon, but, I mean, we're up 12 or 13 against them. And how many times are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Get up on Team Pendleton County, up 11 at halftime.
Yeah.
Or 9 at halftime, whatever we were. You know, I mean, just we've got to – We've got to get over this imposter syndrome where we're trying to act like basketball players. We have to be basketball players.
Yeah.
And an imposter acts like a basketball player but doesn't want any of the responsibilities or consequences for failure while, you know, throwing themselves into the ring and trying to in competition. You know, a true basketball player is like, all right, I'm going to give it all I got. I may fail. I'm going to learn from that, pick myself up. An imposter basketball player just wants all the benefits of being a basketball player, but they don't want all the responsibilities that come with it and the consequences that come with it. And, you know, we got good kids, and I think early on they like the hard workouts. They like the social media posts, and there's a reason I haven't been active on social media. These kids, they don't need that right now, you know. And I think they like playing the role of a basketball player at Montgomery County, and now they're learning – how it really looks like, tastes like, smells like. And, you know, when you're in the ring playing the schedule we're playing, what competition really is like.
Well, Coach, thanks again for coming out and talking to us tonight. Again, continued thoughts and prayers with you and the family and Laura Beth and everybody. We missed you the other night. We know you was with us in spirit, and likewise with you all through this time. And we'll continue to be here and be your support element through all this this time. But thanks again, my friend, and we'll see you Tuesday night over in Paris. Man, my hands are not that strong.
No, I think I broke my wrist.
I knew my hands weren't that strong. I mean, come on now. You think you're messing with here. But we'll see you Tuesday night over at the Earl Redwine Gymnasium. It's a tough place to play, as always. Doesn't matter what year it is. It's always tough. But
All right. We'll
see you then.
All right, thank you.
Jason Mays, head coach.
Is Dan sick?
He was under the weather today, and we hope to have him back on Tuesday.
Dan, toughen up now.
Yeah,
come on.
Toughen up.
You got to get over here now. Come on, put your big boy pants on.
Yeah, we definitely will. But thanks again, and we appreciate Coach Mays coming in and talking with us and everything. Again, to kind of recap the night, Lady Indians went down in the first of two games here at the MCHS Arena, 76-39. In that matchup, Lady Indians were led in scoring by Hayden Berry with 21 points in that game, 8 points for Bailey Warner, 6 points for Allie Dillon, and 3 points for Reagan Oney in that contest. In the nightcap in the boys' matchup, it was the Indians going down in defeat, 72-48. The Indians were led in scoring in the boys' matchup by Luke Fons with 16 points, Brecken Decker with 14. It was Tyce Jarvis, the freshman, with 8, and Ethan Dunn with 7, and Braylon Nestor with 3, rounding out their scoring. And so, Herb, appreciate you on short notice kind of stepping in and being part of the broadcast. I know we utilized you during the gridiron season, and I gave you a buzz, and you was like Batman. You slid down into the bat cave and came out ready to go.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I always enjoy being with you.
Yeah,
there's no doubt. We got to see some exciting basketball tonight. And just like Coach said, I'm encouraged about the team. I know they've gone up against some brutal teams. And they could either destroy you, and you lose all your confidence, like, oh, geez. But the guys, they're not quitting, man. And like you said, there's no dissent whatsoever in the locker room. They're hanging together. And there's going to be an opportunity coming up here. And when is it? Tuesday night? We play in pairs?
Tuesday night, boy-girl doubleheader over there. Redwine Gymnasium, always a fun place to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, so it's been a joy being with you tonight and enjoyed watching the games with you and a great crowd.
All right. Well, thank you again. And, of course, we'll join you again on Monday night on Martin Luther King Jr. Day right here at the MCHS Arena, as it'll be the Lady Indians taking on the Bethlehem Banshees with a top five player in the nation in Leah Macy. Will be right here on this floor, much like she was when they came up here with Mercy last year during the Hooperama that the Rise Up tournament had, but an outstanding player in her own right. Another one of those just talented young ladies, and Carly Thurman, and also an outstanding player in the state. But we'll be here on Monday night. That game's at 7:30. We'll go on the air shortly after 7 o'clock. But until then, for Herb Triplett, for Jeff West back at the studio, this is Ivan Rawls. And a reminder, tomorrow morning, Sports Extra. Who knows who our guest will be in the morning. We just hope we can get through the weather.
Right.
But
we'll see if we get there.
When Jeff and I will join you again. We appreciate all you do back here at the studio, Jeff. But until Monday, this is Ivan Rawls saying so long.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.